This is the very first episode of the Leader by Design podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you what this podcast is about, why I started it, and how you can get the most out of each episode. So stay tuned. G'day, I'm Brendan Rogers. I've built a thriving business creating confident leaders who achieve the results they always wanted, along with the lifestyle they always dreamed of. How do you become a confident leader? By focusing on three key areas: developing character, building competence, and creating connection. This is the Leader by Design podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Brendan Rogers. Although every leader's journey is unique to them, creating confident leaders is done by design. Through my own leadership journey of more than 30 years, I know the design of confident leadership needs a deliberate focus on three key areas: developing character, building competence, and creating connection. I also learned that everything you need to become a confident leader and successful leader is already within you. On the Leader by Design podcast, I'll share knowledge, information, tools, and templates that will help bring out your innate confidence. I'll keep it simple, practical, and make it easy to implement. That's how we grow your confidence. This way, you can lead your business with confidence. You can lead your team with confidence. You can grow your business with confidence. You'll achieve the results you always wanted, and you'll live the lifestyle you always dreamed of living. My personal leadership journey first started, not that I realized, but when I was 10 years of age. I had the opportunity to lead my school football team. I had no idea what leadership meant at the time. All I thought it meant was that I could be first onto the field at the front of the line as the teams walked on the pitch. What I did know was how to play football. I was a reasonable player. What I also knew, that I liked to lead by example, and I wanted to set an example by being the best player I could be on the field. That seemed to work that day, and I helped my team win the game. I had many leadership opportunities during my football career. I made it to a semi-professional level. And at 21 years of age, I was the youngest ever captain of a semi-professional state league football team. Leading from the front, leading by example, and trying to be the best that you could be at football guided me pretty well. But my journey from sporting leader to business leader, unfortunately, wasn't that smooth sailing. I had the opportunity to lead my first business team in 2001 at the tender age of 24. I was already a father, but I'd never led an organisational team. I didn't realise at the time that the experiences I'd had leading sporting teams would eventually stand me in good stead leading organisational teams. But when I first led that team in 2001, I knew I had the technical competence to lead the team. And what I mean by technical competence is I knew the industry very well. I knew how to serve customers very well. So I was able to help my team around the technical aspects of learning the role. But what I didn't have, or I thought I didn't have, was the leadership competence, or the awareness of my own strength, my own strengths and weaknesses of character. I'd always been great at creating connection with people, but my lack of leadership competence and self-awareness at 24 years of age started to damage my ability to maintain the connection within my team. Early on in this experience, I had to create a roster. Creating a roster was no problems at all. What I didn't understand was the dynamics within the team, what people would like to do within the roster. It became a nightmare. And it was as a result of this experience where I made a decision. I had to make a decision. Do I sink or do I swim as a leader? At that time, I took it upon myself to learn as much as I could about leadership, to learn about developing myself and my character, to learn about developing my own leadership competence and furthering my ability to create connection, and more importantly, become more confident in my leadership to be able to maintain and strengthen connection within my team. Through this insatiable appetite for improving my confidence as a leader, I also became fascinated with improvement, not only personal improvement, but business improvement. This was the fork in the road. At 24 years of age, this was the spark to bring me to where I am today. During my almost 25 years of corporate experience, I had the opportunity to lead many local teams, to lead national teams, and to lead international teams. I led system implementations and business improvement projects. I managed financial budgets, often larger than many small businesses. I had to learn many tough lessons across my experiences, and I also had many, many happy memories through this leadership journey. One of the happiest and most satisfying and fulfilling leadership experiences I've had in more recent years is when my wife and I became foster carers. Helping children love, helping children learn to be loved and have a safe place to call home. This foster caring experience or experiences teaches me every day and reinforces so many leadership skills I've had the opportunity to develop over the years. Leadership is a continuous growth opportunity. It's about growing yourself, developing your character, developing and building your competence as a leader, and growing your ability to create connection. If you have a continuous improvement mindset, then you too can and will become a more confident leader. This podcast, the Leader by Design podcast, has been mulling in my head for about 12 months now. I have two other podcasts. The first one I started in February, March 2020, just before the pandemic started. It's called Culture of Leadership. And that podcast allows me to interview fantastic people, fantastic business leaders, fantastic sporting leaders from all around the world, getting them to share their personal experiences, their journeys about leadership. At the end of that show, I share my three key takeaways from the conversation I've had with that particular leader. The other show that I have is called My Worst Leadership Moment. It's a series show, shorter form content. I still interview people about their worst leadership moment. They choose the moment. They share the story. They unpack the consequences of that moment, what they learnt, and how it shaped them in their leadership journey moving forward. Series 1 releases in February 2024, and there'll be many more series of that to come. But the thing is, neither of those shows allow me to dive fully into what I know about leadership, what I've learnt, and how I apply leadership and business growth principles. I had to start Leader by Design to give me this place. Some of you will like my style, and others won't. It won't resonate with you. And that's okay. There's plenty of fantastic stuff out there on leadership development and to grow your business. But the only place you'll find my stuff is right here on the Leader by Design podcast. There will be times where I bring in either my one-on-one clients or my digital product clients to share their success stories about how they've developed as a more confident leader and what that's meant for themselves, their business, their growth, and their teams. Leaders are learning. Leaders are always learning. And to get the most out of leading and growing a business requires you to learn consistently. My goal is for the Leader by Design podcast to be your go-to free resource for this learning. Always remember, the most critical element of learning is your ability to take action. From every single episode, I'll challenge you to take action. Taking action every day is the only way you'll become a more confident leader. You have to try things. In the spirit of taking action, here's three actions I'd love you to take right now. The first action, follow the podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The second action, share the show with another small business owner. Add value to them through sharing the Leader by Design podcast. These two actions alone will really help us scale our impact. So I want to say a big thank you. I did say three actions. Your final action is to check out episode 2 of the Leader by Design podcast. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. In the hybrid working world, I've seen too many business owners and their businesses suffer because of poor performing employees, leading to below average results. If you want to improve your employees' performance to deliver consistent results for your business, you have to master one-on-one meetings. The doors to our Master One-on-One Meetings training program are opening soon. I'll teach you how to improve employee performance and deliver consistent results using one-on-one meetings. To be one of the first people notified when the doors open, go to leaderbydesign.au/waitlist. Don't wait, sign up now.